the U.S. Open. Felt pretty good out there. A little nervous coming into it. A little bit more nerve-wracking than usual playing in the hometown always. Got to experience that earlier in the summer playing here for the first time at this event at Rec Club of the South. And been training out in California for a couple of weeks. Actually played the father-son event with my dad.
Saw that result.
Yeah, it was pretty okay. fun. So played some matches out there a little bit. Not
your dad didn't hold you up real well. Huh?
No, he didn't. It was a lot of fun. He played well and great bonding week. And
what round did you guess?
We lost in the finals of the consolation.
Finals of consolation.
So we played six or seven matches.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it was a great experience and. Definitely do it again if you'd like to.
Yeah.
No, we've never done anything like that. We were supposed to do it last year and then broke my arm. So I told him I'd give him an extra year of practice. So
some people do double takes at the draw when they saw your name in there.
Yeah, they could.
What the heck was going on?
They might have. Well, a lot of people said, you know, I thought you were going to play last year. And then I had to tell them the story. So, but it was nice just to do something like that. You know, it's a great tradition that they've had, and the concept is genius. You know, a lot of kids from 8 years old till I think the oldest guy was 77 years old. So it's a huge spectrum of people playing, and I'd do it again if my dad would like to. So
you seem to play pretty well here at home in Atlanta. Is that play in front of family and friends? Is that comforting for you?
Absolutely. I mean, even though it's a good 35-40 minute drive, it's nice to sleep in your own bed. You know, you feel at home and everything's close to normal as it can be with that professional matches going on. Not too many friends or family came out today. Everyone was working, so hopefully tomorrow they'll come out. But it's going to be a tough match, whoever I play between Ryan or Bobby. Bobby and I never actually played in a match before, so I'd like to play him. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. Looking forward to a great year next year.
That's going to be the Cobb County Championship tomorrow if you guys play.
Yeah, exactly. I think we played in high school, and I think we split one set apiece, and then the matches were all done, so it didn't make a difference if we kept going, so they pulled us too. So we maybe played a couple juniors, but never a professional match, so even though this has no points, but we'll see.
You made some adjustments in the second set in order to cruise.
Yeah, it was tight first set, got up a break, and kind of he played a little better game to break me back in the first, and he was started serving a little bit better and hitting his forehand well, and then he had a couple chances to break me first game of the second set, and after I held that game, I kind of took over a little bit more control, was dictating a little bit more from the baseline, and he wasn't as solid, and after I got that break, I think he kind of mentally checked out a little bit.
Now, I'm just a fan, but how is it that you've never played Bobby Reynolds?
Beats me.
Yeah.
We were supposed to play actually in Vancouver this summer in the semis, but I guess he had something wrong with him and he had to pull out. I don't know. It's just never worked out, and I'm sure sooner or later we will. If it's here or further down the road, I think we'll at least play one time.
Thank you.
Have you taken your bike up Kennesaw Mountain at all lately?
No, I've taken my legs and car. So I've ran up it several times and been up it. Definitely have some flashbacks of it, but not bitter at all towards the mountain. Love it there. It's beautiful. It's very peaceful to get away. So
you're sponsored by Under Armour, right? Mm-hmm. How long have you been part of that sponsorship?
Since 2005.
Anything you want to say about Under Armour?
Great company. I appreciate them helping me out with best products on the market. And it's been a lot of fun. Not a lot of the tennis players wear it. I think I'm the only man right now wearing it. There's a couple females as well.
So, I'm from Baltimore.
Oh, Ryan won.
Ryan won.
All right.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Robbie.
Sure.